time for Happy Hour, and joining me this evening is Andrew Blake, RT web writer, and Mike Riggs, associate editor at Reason Magazine and Reason.com. Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we get started with this Happy Hour bit, tell me more about what happened when you went to Occupy DC. Did you get roughed up?
Yeah, a bunch of cops jabbed me in the gut. Jerks.
Oh,
that's
man.
Horrible.
Yeah,
happy,
I know.
We're happy you're okay.
Yeah. Hope they see. Am I in the camera? They see this face? Yeah. Next time is it? Next time? My turn.
Yeah, that only cost me $20 too.
What?
So it only cost me $20 to have those cops do that.
Oh man, that's awful. We're happy you're okay. Sorry you got roughed up.
Whatever.
Okay, let's talk more about. We've been covering the Mega Upload story here on this show, and basically. We're still, I think, waiting for some details about Kim.com. Take a look.
One of the world's biggest file sharing sites, Mega Upload, has been shut down. Federal prosecutors in Virginia charged its founder with violating piracy laws. The site was shut down yesterday, and three employees were arrested on accusations they facilitated millions of illegal downloads, costing copyright holders at least $500 million in lost revenue.
All right, so I'm letting her give all the details on the original arrest story here. But basically, what's happening now in terms of some of the fallout is there's this site called BT Junkie, which is one of the largest torrent file sharing sites, and they actually shut down voluntarily over the weekend. And the guy wrote, "This is the end of the line, my friends. The decision does not come easy, but we've decided to voluntarily shut down. We've been fighting for years for your right to communicate, but it's time to move on. It's been an experience of a lifetime. We wish you all the best." I mean, what do you think? Is this going to be a trend? Like, has Mega Upload been a big enough example that other torrent like sharing sites are starting to freak out?
I think they want to get out of there while they still have their Lamborghinis and Maseratis and Ferraris that they've got by enabling online piracy for over a decade.
Don't
I mean,
like Arsenal.
I know. I understand.
Like
I understand.
Kim.com,
I know some totally
person that runs the site.
No, I know there's totally legit stuff on there. There's a voluntary file sharing by music artists and stuff. But also, a lot of these guys got rich through some sketchy stuff, and they want to keep their stuff, because the way this works, I mean, look at Kim.com, he lost everything. He lost so much money he can't even post bail. So, I mean, these guys, they don't want to have to come under the hammer of, like, asset forfeiture, which is what's
coming.
No,
absolutely not. They don't want to go under the hammer of asset forfeiture.
It's horrible.
Forfeiture,
they take like everything. I mean, I don't know. I don't. I'd get out of the game.
I think, yeah, you bring up a good point there.
I think it's cute that they think this means we're going to start buying things. like, oh, we're better throwing the towel. You're going to have to go to the record store. Nope. Going on 12 years and not buying anything. I'm not stopping right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the truth is, no, but people do have legitimate stuff on there, you know, and that they share, and, you know, I mean, Mega Upload now, users can't do that.
We still have Hamster Dance, right? Remember Hamster Dance? Is that Hamster Dance? No one remembers.
I guess that's what you listen to when you don't pay for music.
All right. You guys obviously aren't on the internet. Never mind.
Can we just move on to baby?
Yeah,
please.
Good idea. Yeah.
Can you imagine? I mean, you know, people get really sensitive in this country about if you talk about experimenting, and I think that we've seen Fox freak out about things like this in the past. That's a really bad description. Just take a look.
Yeah, now get ready for the age of designer babies. An LA fertility clinic says it will soon allow parents to choose traits like gender, hair color, eye color, and skin color. Doctors there are using technology usually used to screen for diseases, and there is not a single law in the books in this country to stop them.
Oh, no.
All right, so was a scandal.
Yeah.
Now, take a look at this, though. Now, IVF specialists are arguing that basically they can remove defective genes, replace them with healthy DNA from a donor, i.e., give a baby a third parent. And they're defending this procedure, saying it was not properly understood. It wouldn't affect the child's genetic makeup, but that's kind of gnarly.
Hey, when I get defective genes, I go and I return them at the Gap. Am I right?
Yes, you're right. Very good. I just see this as like one more person for children to resent. You know, it's like mom, dad two, mom two. Like I hate all three of you. You know.
Well, then, you have all the more people
spread,
to blame.
Spread the loathing around.
What's wrong
with you. Yeah, for your addiction or you know.
I think that's fair, yeah, because
money troubles.
Like, raised by your grandparents, you get to blame them for
right,
not only
right.
The parents
we don't have
that
to get
you.
Too personal right now, Alona, but
I'm excited to see if there's any flipper babies.
Would you go two girls, one guy?
Oh, totally, hands down. Are you kidding? I'd love to have two moms. That's so hot.
I'd love if you had two moms, too.
Nice. Are you right? Yes, you are.
I didn't have to ask you that time. I knew.
Yeah,
I knew.
You are right.
You guys.
Whatever. Stay away from my mom.
Sorry. Are there going to be flipper babies?
Moms.
All right, let's talk about bombing Iran, because this is a much more serious and scary issue, because we see a lot of people right now, the rhetoric is heating up, making crazy arguments, including Niall Ferguson. Here's a clip of him talking about this piece that he just wrote in the Daily Beast on, I think it was Morning Joe this morning.
People say if we attack Iran, they're going to attack us back.
Well, the thing to remember is that assuming the United States does not leave Israel in the lurch, there's already a huge amount of naval power converging on the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf region. With American support, even if it's only naval support, there's not actually a whole lot that Iran can do.
All right, so here he is advocating for war with Iran, says Israel should go for it, and the piece, he says, war is an evil, but sometimes a preventative war can be a lesser evil than a policy of appeasement. The people who don't yet know that are the ones still in denial about what a nuclear-armed Iran would end up costing us all. Feels like the eve of some creative destruction.
Are you sure that's what you're saying? He sounds so charming and
British,
and I'm listening to him.
And
Harvard,
Stanford.
Yeah, he's very important and respected. And
that's why this is freaky.
He doesn't sound like a warmonger to me. I like Niall Ferguson.
I like his name.
Yeah, right? Niall it's a great Ferguson. Name. No, it is horrifying. It is horrifying that he's like teaching all these impressionable young kids about how important it is to have preemptive.
It's going to happen anyway.
Preemptive country leveling, is that what we're calling it nowadays? I mean, it's.
It is now.
We don't like to use the word war, but no, I mean.
Can we say country leveling?
Yeah.
Bulldozed,
can we
demolished.
Just say, yeah. What's fixing? Fixing things.
Fixing.
I don't
blow
like
it up.
War.
Just to say blowing up.
Niall
blowing
Ferguson
up Iran.
Never says the word war. He always uses much gentler language than that alone.
Well, yeah, because if you spread it out a little bit instead of just using the exact word, same way we like to use, you know, limited humanitarian intervention.
That's why he's so charming.
Or like making a choice as opposed to.
It's crazy to me. It's crazy to me. It's like these are all the reasons that make total sense why people are arguing we shouldn't go to war with Iran and why Israel shouldn't bomb them. And let me just tell everybody why that's wrong. And it's.
Well, I listened, so I hope he's happy.
Wait, so what is your opinion on this? We shouldn't. You're saying we shouldn't bomb Iran?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think
tell.
We should bomb Iran. You think
just,
I should.
Just
I
all this general language.
I know, you're asking
like,
us.
I don't know. It's very murky. Yeah, I don't really have.
Sorry, I assume the viewers know very well how I feel. I assumed you guys would know how I feel, but.
Whatever.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's move on to. We'll finish this on Super Bowl. I'm assuming you guys both watched the game last night.
No.
Did
not.
I saw the last minute or so.
All right, this doesn't even actually have anything to do with Super Bowl. It's just Tim Tebow. he's actually saying he might get involved in politics. Take a look.
Would you ever think of, like, running for office? Please?
You know, it's something I'll have to think about and definitely pray about. And, you know, I have no idea right now, but, you know, possibly.
No.
I'm scared.
He doesn't button the top collar of his shirt. So
that
speaking of Iran, Ahmadinejad doesn't button the top collar of his shirt either. Tim Tebow should not be running for office. He's on television. He can't button the top collar.
Easy.
All right. Well,
we have our own.
Not Andrew either.
Are you saying he's not
Andrew? No. Long days are long. I'm losing them all.
We got to wrap this up.
Whatever.
Thanks for joining me tonight.
This is
he looks like he just walked out of a bar, which is probably not true. He probably just walked out of a church. Stumbled out of a church, maybe.
Okay, and we are going. That's it for tonight's show, you guys.